Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And as I mentioned yesterday, we're talking about following the Savior this month on our show. And one of the ways that we can do that on an individual level is to actually believe Him and believe the things that He has promised us and believe that they'll actually happen in our lives. And one of the greatest blessings through His atonement is that everyone has the ability and the chance to change. So no matter what you've done, no matter the poor choices you've made or how you've been treated by other people, our personalities are not steadfast. We can have our hearts softened, our minds opened, and our wills changed through our experiences in life and through Christ's help. Everyone has that opportunity. And there was a really interesting study done that I wanted to mention. This study was done by Dr. David Yeager. He's a professor of psychology at the University of Texas in Austin. And he and his colleagues noted that between the 6th and the 10th grades, the rate of depression doubles for boys and nearly triples for girls. Now, this is due to the increasing demand of academics at that time in their lives, and as well as social environments that are constantly changing and becoming increasingly more stressful. And Dr. Yeager and his team conducted an experiment with hundreds of high school freshmen, and the students were given a scientific article to read about how personality and brain function can actually change as you get older. Then the students read anecdotes from seniors in high school that detailed events of when they had conflicts happen at school, but they were eventually able to shrug it off and not make it such a big deal. And then finally, the third part of the experiment was for these students to write letters of encouragement to younger students. Now, all of this was done with the goal of ingraining in the students this eternal truth that people can change. So the study found that teenagers stress out academically if they do poorly on a test, for example. But if you, as that student, if you know that you have the innate ability to study hard and to change and improve your grades, you start believing that you will be able to do just that, and you have a more positive outlook on your future success as a student. And socially, the study found that if teens experience some type of conflict or a stressful situation, such as not being invited to a party or being bullied by someone or being excluded in some way, it helps if they know that their perpetrators can actually change, can evolve over time, and that they themselves are not destined to always being an outcast. And when they really know that, they ended up feeling a lot better about themselves and their situations. And actually, the students in the study noted a 10% decrease in cortisol levels, which is a chemical that's released in your brain when you feel stressed out. And at the end of the year, the students in the study had grades that were slightly higher than the control group's grades. I really loved reading about this study in the New York Times, and it rings so true and hopeful because it's rooted in the gospel of Jesus Christ, this eternal truth that people have the ability to change. So if you find yourself in a stressful or a despairing situation, really grasp in your mind this concept that you and everyone around you has the ability to evolve through Jesus Christ. But it's up to us. It's up to you to start the process. And if you'd like to learn more about the atonement and making positive changes in your life, be sure to visit MormonChannel.org for our podcasts, blog posts, and videos about the Savior that you can watch and then share with your family and friends who might need a little uplift and a little inspiration right now. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from LDS Apostle Elder David A. Bednar, and he said, "If today you are a little bit better than you were yesterday, then that's enough." That's so hopeful. I love that quote. And this quote is actually available as a free printable download on mormonchannel.org/blog. So be sure to check that out and download it for a screensaver or an inspirational piece of art, whatever you may like to use it for. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.